how that can affect us here in the United States. It is now 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Centrist Emmanuel Macron will be inaugurated next Sunday as the new president of France. Macron defeated right-wing nationalist Marine Le Pen, who conceded shortly after the polls closed yesterday.
In the U.S., there was positive reaction from both Democrats and Republicans. President Trump himself writing on Twitter, "Congratulations to Emmanuel Macron on his big win today as the next president of France. I look very much forward to working with him." In his tweet, Senator Bernie Sanders hinted at Macron's more tolerant stance on immigration, writing, quote, "Congratulations to the people of France who today, by an overwhelming vote, rejected racism and xenophobia." I'm Reid Binion.
President Trump's immigration ban targeting six Muslim-majority nations comes before a federal appeals court today.
Attorneys for the Justice Department today defend Trump's immigration executive order before the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond, Virginia. It's the first time an appeals court will hear arguments on the revised travel ban issued in March. The court will examine a ruling that blocks the administration from suspending new visas for citizens of Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. The revised ban has also been blocked by a judge in Hawaii. A three-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals will hear arguments in that case next week. Scott Carr, Washington.
We'll be getting an update today on the health of the Chesapeake Bay. Experts from the University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science will release the annual report card on the bay. Maryland Senator Ben Cardin will be among those at a news conference in Baltimore to discuss it. How do you feel about letting computers take over driving for you? Well, people in the auto industry say the biggest challenge in the next few years won't be developing the driverless technology. It'll be winning over the drivers.
Whether you want to believe it or not, experts say roads with computer-driven cars will be much safer than what we have today.
Last year alone, there's about 32,000 road deaths. Over 6 million crashes on a road, you know, and associated injuries with that.
Reginald Verret, the Virginia Tech Center for Advanced Automotive Research.
They say this type of technology could save anywhere between 80 and 90% or prevent those. I think that's the end goal, ultimately, is to save lives.
While fully automated cars are on the market yet, they could be in as soon as 3 or 4 years. Virginia Lingham with VDOTS found,
even just in a short 10 to 15 minute ride, people's trust and confidence in the system really increases.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Well, regardless if you're driving your own car or not, if you'll be parking in downtown Washington today, there's a new rule to keep in mind.
Starting today, only people with handicap placards or license plates are allowed to park at red top parking meters downtown. And unlike before, people with disabilities will have to pay to park.
We want the space to be available, and one of the ways we ensure that is that there's turnover in their spaces is that we have everyone pay in the Central Business District.
DDOT's Terry Owens adds,
for persons with placards and license plates, they can still park for free outside of the Central Business District for up to 4 hours.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A D.C. Council committee today takes up a bill to offer a huge income tax break to first responders who live in the district. The bill would exempt a police officer's or firefighter's entire salary from local income taxes as long as they live in D.C. Right now, some of Washington's firefighters live as far away as West Virginia and Pennsylvania. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,007, the Nasdaq at 6101. Sports, the Wizards go on a 26-0 third quarter run en route to a Game 4 victory over the Celtics. The Nationals lose in 11 innings. The O's win. The Caps take on the Penguins tonight, down 3-2. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Rush Limbaugh.
Let me tell you that. I'm going to cut to the chase real quick on this.
The Rush Limbaugh Show.
It's fascinating and highly instructive.
Weekdays noon till 3.
It's the greatest thing in the world.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Some days sound like this.
Hurry up. You're going to be late. Oh, I can't find my shoes.
And on those days, you don't want to hear this.
Thank you for calling. Please hold.
That's why at Comcast, we've built an app that lets you choose a time for us to call you, so you don't have to wait on hold. And why we're committed to being on time, every time. With 2-hour appointment windows, 7 days a week, day or night. If we're ever late, we'll credit your account $20. We're even opening up Xfinity stores near you, where you can try out all our new technology and find out how to get the most out of your service. We're making things easier, so your day can sound more like this.
Hurry up! The movie's about to start!
Okay, we're coming!
Because at Comcast, we should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Tough area right now getting through Bowie on Route 50, coming inbound past Freeway Airport. That's the scene of the crash. Most of that activity had been confined to the shoulder, but still a lot of cleanup continues. So big delays, 50 this morning, again through Bowie. Then inside the Beltway, heavy through Chevrolet, working on the DC 295 south down toward East Capitol Street and Pennsylvania Avenue. Heavy on inbound New York Avenue as you try to merge off of both 50 and the BW Parkway. Had the accident at West Virginia Montana Avenues, right where that big intersection all comes together. On Connecticut Avenue out of Kensington and coming southbound beyond the Beltway, finally lanes open. Earlier, broken down box truck had been blocking one lane at Jones Bridge Road. Still packs in a punch on the ride on the inner loop before Old Georgetown Road and as you come off of 270. Virginia, hang on Braddock Road eastbound prior to the Beltway. They're trying to get that crash out of the travel lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
This morning, in good shape, good shot of sunshine, a few clouds, and then sunny to partly cloudy for the afternoon. A light breeze out of the northwest, keeping us cool at 64. Passing clouds tonight, 45. Tuesday, sunshine, 66. And more seasonable on Wednesday. Once again, sun returns in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 42 in Woodbridge, 43 in Greenbelt, 49 degrees in Washington. Driverless cars are here. Now the question is, will you ride in one? Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It is now 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. In about 30 minutes, we're going to be joined by Andrew Jezik, who represents one of the two men who was charged with rape, and those charges were dropped out of that Rockville High School case. He'll join us at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
Merci, mes amis.
Merci.
Merci d'être là. De vous être battu.
And that is the new president of France, Emmanuel Macron. Oh, see how I did that there? Look at that good accent. Macron.
Yeah. Macron.
Joining us is Dalibor Rohak, who is a research fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, where he studies European political and economic trends. Dalibor, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary.
Mary, Brian, good to be with you.
How did I do there with the Emmanuel Macron? Good?
I thought it was just perfect.
Oh, just thank perfect. You so much. Now, should we as Americans be happy about Macron's win here, or is this something that we should maybe take a second look at?
I think it is quite clear that the defeat of Marine Le Pen is good news for France, the United States, the world, and even for U.S. conservatives. Marine Le Pen was a candidate who was very vocally pro-Russian, anti-NATO. She vowed to take France out of NATO. She went on a very anti-market platform, essentially promising to preserve all the unsustainable social privileges going to insiders and labor unions, etc. She was, in spite of all the anti-establishment rhetoric, a candidate of the status quo and nostalgia. Now, the question is whether Emmanuel Macron can deliver on all the promises of hope and change. I think that will be the big question going forward the next 5 years. And the challenges facing France domestically and internationally are very big, and whether he is the right person to deliver on all those fronts remains very much an open question.
Because he did make a lot of promises. What were some of the things that he promised? You said open trade. What were some of the things that he sold to the French people that they really loved about him?
Well, domestically speaking, he was running on a very reformist economic agenda. He promises to cut 120,000 public sector jobs, cut $60 billion of public spending, cut corporation tax from 33% to 25%, liberalize labor markets. These are all things that France desperately needs. The economy has been growing at very sluggish rates. It's predicted to expand at 1.4% this year. You have high rates of unemployment, especially among young people. Lots of French have left France in search for better opportunities abroad. So if you can do all these things, that could certainly revive economic dynamism in the country.
In this country, it seems that we have looked at this and we said, well, France took a course of action that did not represent what the United States had done. In other words, they went a different way than the U.S. Is it fair to make that kind of comparison or not?
Look, every election is different. The election that took place in France yesterday is not the same one that that took place in the United States in November. The candidates were different. Emmanuel Macron is not Hillary Clinton. He is a political self-starter. He is not part of a self-serving, corrupt political dynasty. He built the political movement from scratch, sidelining all the political grandees in his country, really disrupting politics. And not unlike what Donald Trump did in the United States in that sense, although the specific content, the substance is very different in both cases. So I would caution against making big generalizations. I think what's important for America is that Emmanuel Macron is very firmly on the side of strengthening the transatlantic alliance and keeping very strong bonds among Western democracies and being very cautious with regard to outside threats, whether it's ISIS, whether it's Iran, whether it's Russia.
Do you feel confident that Macron can effectively deal with the immigration issue that you have in France?
Well, France is not faced with an immediate immigration crisis. It's not that rates of immigration today would be particularly high. It was barely hit, actually, by the refugee crisis of 2015. France is plagued by a problem that has to do with decisions over immigration policy that took place many decades ago, and that combined with really rigid welfare state and sluggish economy has created these pockets of radicalization and these cultural ghettos on the outsides of French cities, and that is a problem that exists, and I think it's very high on the list for the new president to tackle. But the idea that you could solve that by shutting down borders or getting France out of the EU, as Mrs. Le Pen promised, that just wouldn't work.
I'm fascinated by the fact that this guy is only 39 years old. And maybe it's because I know that when I was 39 years old, I should never have even been close to being considered to run a country. How is his youth? Did it play to his advantage, or is it still something of a disadvantage in France?
I think it played to his advantage in the campaign. So on Friday, WikiLeaks, with the help of Russian Secret Service, dumped 9 gigabytes of files from the servers of Emmanuel Macron's campaign, and there really was no dirt to be found there. The most controversial thing about this young candidate was that he was married to his high school teacher, 24 years his elder, which I suppose is a French thing to do in some circumstances. But obviously his youth can play to his disadvantage as he governs the country. He will need to build a coalition that can deliver on all these ambitious promises of hope and change. And America has its own experience with promises of hope and change between 2008 and 2016 that did not quite deliver what many people expected.
And given the fact that Donald Trump has said that he hopes to work well with this, I mean, what kind of relationship do you think those two might have going forward based on what we know about their personalities?
I think there is a lot of common interest that exists between America and France. I think that those bonds are much stronger than the personalities of individual leaders. I think there is some hope that the two countries work closely on the Syrian issue. France was actually very keen to intervene already in 2012-2013. It was the reluctance of President Obama and his inability to deal with the crisis that really exacerbated civil war in Syria and resulted ultimately in the refugee crisis of 2015. So there is hope that there certainly will be a lot of common ground with people in the current administration.
Well, Dalibor Rohak, thank you so much for joining us. It's interesting to see how this is going to play out, because I think a lot of people here are scratching our heads and we're not quite sure if this is good or bad. So I'm glad that you set us straight. Thank you so much for that and have a fantastic week.
Thank you so much for having me.
That is Dalibor Rohak, research fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. It is now 8:15. It is time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway, as you come out of the 95 out of Newington Springfield, still slow heading toward the Wilson Bridge. That's the outer loop past the crash at Van Dorn on the shoulder. So it looks like all lanes have been reopened. Heading up to the Beltway, Braddock Road, eastbound, inbound prior to the Beltway. That crash is cleared. Just trying to ease out those delays. For 395, once you get past Landmark, now the obstacle across the 14th Street Bridge onto the freeway incident before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel. It's like a hat trick here on Maryland's 50, not what you want. Here's the story. In on 50, as you pass Freeway Airport, that's our first accident. That's over to the shoulder, still a lot of cleanup, though. Second accident, in on 50, before you get to the Beltway, you pass 704. That's along the right side still. And then inside the Beltway, we're jammed, and that continues on to inbound New York Avenue. Avenue on 50 with the crash at West Virginia Montana Avenues for those three incidents. On DC 295 South, still heavy for the rush hour now past East Capitol Street, Benning Road area. Earlier crash has been long cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And current for today, sunny to partly cloudy with a high of 64. Tonight, some passing clouds, low near 45. Tomorrow, sunny skies, high of 66. And then Wednesday, mostly sunny, but we'll get up into the low 70s. Currently in the nation's capital, we are up to 51 degrees at 8:17 on WMAL.
You cannot be denied coverage of your favorite pre-existing condition. None of this bill, you cannot only not be denied coverage, you can't be charged higher. Let me finish my point. You can't charge people more if they keep continuous coverage.
That was the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, going out on the Sunday talk shows. You know, everything gets debated on the Sunday talk shows, and news happens, and actually they send up trial balloons, and things get discussed at the Sunday talk shows. And that was very much the case with the health care bill that came out of the House, now headed over to the Senate to see what they're going to do to it. And the Speaker of the House was very defensive of the bill, saying it's a good bill, and this actually will make a change in people's lives, a positive change, he believes. The president, very much on board with what came out of the House of Representatives. It was hard fought. A lot of people had to make some very difficult votes. And here's the thing. It's dead on arrival in the Senate. Here's Susan Collins.
The House bill were before you today, would you be a yes?
Well, first of all, the House bill is not going to come before us. The Senate is starting from scratch. We're going to draft our own bill, and I'm convinced that we're going to take the time to do it right.
Yeah, there won't be any adaptation of the House bill. They're going to write their legislation separate and apart. It'll be a very different piece of legislation. And then, of course, you know, you'll have to go to a conference to work out the differences between the two bills, and who knows how that's going to prevail. But I honestly believe, you know, when we start hearing things like Susan Collins and others saying, you know, look, we're just not going to consider the House bill at all. It is very troubling, because it means that a lot of people over in the House had to make a very tough vote for naught. And by the way, a tough vote that could, in some, if you're a moderate Republican in a purple state, and you went out there and you voted for this piece of legislation because you got your arm twisted and asked to do so by the President of the United States, you're probably gonna pay a price for this come the midterm elections. And it was a vote that ultimately may have meant nothing, because the measure in the House is just really not going to go anywhere.
See, and I know you say that, but I think in the end, what matters to people is the final thing. Whether in the because the House bill, if it's going to be totally blown up, not even going to be considered, I think at the bottom line is people are going to look at their paycheck, they're going to look at their premiums, they're going to say, gee, are my premiums going up or down? And ultimately, that is all they care about. And if their premiums go down, the Republican's going to get the vote.
Portman of Ohio, Graham of South Carolina, of all of issued some concerns about it. Blunt of Missouri says, well, look, we're going to wait until the CBO scores the House bill and take a look at it. The House bill, House measure passed without any scoring by CBO. We don't really know what the cost of it is. We really don't know how many people are going to lose or gain health insurance as a result of their proposal.
But is this the same CBO that scored Obamacare favorably? Just checking.
Who knows how they're going to score it? I can't make that judgment. But I can tell you this, that
it is a long, long way before this measure goes back to the House for another vote. And Lord knows, whatever the Senate comes up with or whatever comes out of conference may not be something that the House of Representatives, some conservatives in the House of Representatives, can accept. So it's going to be interesting to see whether or not this measure really gets off dead center. I'm actually of the opinion that the Senate should go very slow here. Because it seems to me that the public will to change this law is not quite where it once was. And if Obamacare continues to fail, as it appears it will, as it has, and as we're getting word now that insurance companies are pulling out of certain states, the premiums are going up some 50%, maybe it needs to get a little worse for people. They need to see just how bad Obamacare is before they are ready to consider an alternative to it.
And that may well be, but I'm with you. Take all the time you want. Get it right. I'd much rather have them do it right than slap mm-hmm. something together in order to say they did something, and then we have to go back, and it's a mess, and there's all these problems. As long as it is done properly, then I'm okay with it. They could take a year for all I care. That's fine with me.
Yeah, former President Obama, was out last night. He was at a Profiles in Courage event in which he won an award.
Oh, I'm so glad he got an award. He hasn't gotten many of those.
That's right, you know. But he was there to accept his Profile in Courage award in Boston on what would have been President Kennedy's 100th birthday. I didn't know that. He simply called on members of Congress to exercise, quote-unquote, their own political courage to not repeal Obamacare. These were the first comments he's made about the law since the House voted to repeal it on Thursday. He has not entered the waters too often, but when he does, he continues to stand by the signature piece of legislation for which he is best known. I simply say, let's just let this thing completely degenerate. Just watch it fall apart a little further, and then I think people will be more willing to consider what the House has done.
Yeah, listen, I get that it's got to be hard to sit there and watch what you so proudly touted, what you feel is an accomplishment that carries, you're very happy to have it called Obamacare, and watch it being blown up. I think has to hurt. He's got an ego. We all have an ego. So I think that's got to hurt a little bit. I just wish he could actually not get political at somewhere along the line. Wouldn't that be a nice treat?
Yeah, don't hold your breath on that one.
I know.
822 on WMAL.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're one of my favorite.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is getting fun.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Mother's Day this weekend. If you haven't gone to berries.com, there's still time. Listen, Sherry's Berries is the perfect gift for your mom, starting at $19.99 plus shipping. And even though you've waited till the last minute, I have an exclusive offer for you. You can double the berries for just $10 more and get this, and get free cake truffles as well. These strawberries are just amazing. They're huge, they're sweet, they're juicy, they're succulent. They're covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chip and choc nuts, white milk and dark chocolatey goodness, and it's a great deal. And the only way to get this amazing berries deal, starting at $19.99 and allowing you to double your order for $10 more and get free cake truffles added to the deal as well, is to visit berries.com. You have to click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner, and you have to type in my name, Brian Wilson. That's Brian with an I, Wilson. That's BERRIES.com. Use that special code Brian Wilson, Brian with an I, Wilson, when you click on the microphone. Pick up your desired delivery date, plus your satisfaction is guaranteed with money back. If you're not pleased, this amazing deal will not last long. You need to start taking action. I mean, the time is running. TikTok, folks, get after it. Mother's Day is this weekend. Order now.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
Explore our 90-plus degrees, specializations, and certificates, and build the skills and confidence you need to succeed. Undergraduate and graduate classes start May 22nd. Get started fulfilling your dreams.
Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
It's 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh boy, we have our share of problems Monday morning. Here we go on 270 into Clarksburg. Just be ready for the crash. Just happened. They're still sending fire and rescue southbound on 270 as you pass 121. That's the scene of the accident. Beyond, have a little bit of stop and go in through Germantown and again into Rockville. A lot of this volume focused on the Beltway to get around past 355 toward Connecticut Avenue. However, earlier problem that caused those delays on the Beltway, southbound Connecticut Avenue, Jones Bridge, that broken down, finally cleared. It has been a tough go. 50 commuters, Maryland this morning first, as you head inbound past Freeway Airport, crash to the right, and then right before the Beltway. Here's what you need to know, because it's only the left, looks like really just the left shoulder squeezing by this crash. And if you need to get to that far right side to get onto the Beltway, then right after the accident, you have to get over to the right. So again, that's inbound 50 prior to the Beltway, Maryland, and on New York Avenue, inbound at West Virginia, Montana Avenues for the crash. They left to get by there. 395 looks continuous now out of Springfield to the 14th Street Bridge onto the freeway. Had the oversized truck near the 3rd Street Tunnel. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. Spot Hero. Hero helps you save money and reserve the closest spot to your destination. Just download the app, enter your destination, use the promo code DISTRICT for $10 off of your first parking spot. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Really good looking Monday, but still a little on the chilly side. Temperatures staying down below average once again. Clear sky with some overcast this morning. Plenty of sunshine, a few clouds this afternoon, a west-northwest breeze, 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidging from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're at 51 degrees at 827 on WMAL.
Well, it was standing room only last night at the Birchmere in Alexandria for the WMAL Free Speech Forum. What a great night it was. Brian, Mary, we were there. Chris Plant was there. Larry O'Connor was there. Mark Levin, the great one, was there in great form, as he always is. And a tremendous turnout by the audience. As I said, standing room only, literally was sold out. There weren't any tickets available at all for those who wanted to come at the very last minute. And we kept getting calls. Now, I'm sorry, you know, it sold out very early. And it's really always wonderful to be able to have this moment to actually, you know, we talk, we give our opinions, we talk into these microphones, and it goes out across the magic ether airwaves, and then, you know, we don't know what happens. But then when we go to things like this, we hear back from people about what they really, really think and how much they appreciate what it is we do here. Very gratifying and just a wonderful event last night.
My favorite part, being on stage was great and answering questions was great, but that's kind of what we do here. Mm-hmm. I loved getting to meet the listeners. I really, really enjoyed being able to put faces with names of many people who have called in. That part was really cool. I love that. I really, really enjoyed that. And thank you to the Birchmere, man. What a wonderful venue. And the food was really good, too.
Yeah,
the food was good. And that was a lot of fun.
I love the Birchmere and all the guys out there. Always so good to us.
Great.
And Mark Levin. What a sweet guy he is. I mean,
he's a teddy bear.
He's such a likable fella. Despite what you might believe, no, he's really a likable fella. He truly is.
Well, you know, on the air, he comes across
as a bulldog and forceful. That's right.
And then he's so soft spoken.
Yeah,
it was really fun. It was really a great day. So everybody who came out, thank you so much. It was really a lot of fun, and thank you to the Birchmere. Great job, guys.
And for me, one of the highlights was Chris Plant giving us an update on Vicky the Goat.
I rolled. That was hilarious. It was worth the price of admission just for that story.
That, yeah.
Yep.
It's 8:28 on WMAL.
You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauvay at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment, because So many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
And coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by Andrew Jezik. He is the attorney for 18-year-old Henry Sanchez Million, who was accused of rape in that Rockville High School case. He will be joining us. It is now 8:30, and WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. World leaders are sending their congratulations to the French president-elect Emmanuel Macron.
Had Marine Le Pen won, she was promising a Frexit, she was promising to ditch the euro itself, and the whole entire bloc could have come tumbling down. That's why there's been so much congratulations from Europe. NATO has congratulated him. Foreign ministers and leaders from all over Europe have congratulated him.
Correspondent Christiane Amanpour. A former Obama administration official is set to speak publicly for the first time today about concerns that she raised about Michael Flynn.
A Senate panel scheduled to hear testimony from former acting attorney general Sally Yates and those warnings about Michael Flynn possibly being compromised by the Russians, raising new questions about why the White House didn't act sooner to remove him from the job. Now, I am told that Yates will be limited on what she can say, but will in fact contradict the White House's account.
Correspondent Manu Raju. A blend of sales, gas, and property taxes could raise the money that Metro needs so badly, says a coalition of faith and community-based organizations. At a Sunday gathering, those groups said their proposal would improve Metro service while addressing the system's long-term needs and would avoid the union concessions that General Manager Paul Wiedefeld has proposed. Maryland State Senator Rich Madaleno is going to run for governor. That's what he told that crowd yesterday at a rally for Metro funding. Madaleno is one of several Democrats who've expressed interest in the chance to challenge Republican Larry Hogan in 2018. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,007, the Nasdaq at 6101. Sports, the Wizards even their series with Boston. Baseball, the Nats lose to Philly, the O's beat the White Sox, and the Caps meet the Penguins in Pittsburgh tonight in Game 6 of their series. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wouldn't it be great if you could lower your utility bills, improve your home's value, make your home more comfortable, and save 25% while doing it? Hey, it's Brian Wilson. If this sounds like something you'd be interested in, pick up the phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK and have my friends at Thompson Creek Window Company come out and evaluate your home's windows today. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs their own windows. They eliminate the middlemen, making them solely accountable to you from start to finish and beyond. That's because Thompson Creek stands behind their product with award-winning customer service and a no-hassle warranty. This week, take advantage of Thompson Creek's biggest sale of the year with 25% off each window you buy. Call 855-57-CREEK. Lower your utility bills and improve your home's value and comfort, and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year. 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home, sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
huge salaries, security, and a chauffeur. Celebrities? Nope. Some of your local officials.
Wow. Hey, seems excessive.
That's what Seven on Your Side thought, too. From salaries to car allowances, we reveal just how much these necessities are costing you.
To the average citizen, this kind of difference in compensation just seems irrational.
D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. We tally the taxpayer bill and reveal the top three most expensive elected officials. Pricey perks. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
You probably just got that reminder in the mail in the form of a maintenance fee that, yes, you still own that timeshare. And that timeshare maintenance fee always seems to go up. Last year, the average maintenance fee was $920. If you're tired of paying for a timeshare that you're not using or can't use, visit Timeshare Exit Team. They'll get you out safely, legitimately, and forever, or you get every penny back. With local experts right here in Alexandria and Towson, visit TimeshareExitTeam.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, everybody, hang tight here on the Maryland Beltway. This looks to be a serious accident, and you're going to be sitting in backups if you're heading from College Park and around to 270, or plan ahead. You might want to use East-West Highway, Randolph Road, north of the Beltway. Now, on the outer loop, past George Avenue, we seem to always have accidents here around that big curve before you get to Connecticut Avenue. Initial report says an overturned car, and they're sending multiple emergency units to the scene of the crash. Again, outer loop of the Beltway between Georgia and Connecticut Avenue. This just happened with the overturned vehicle. All right, inner loop side. As you head from Old Georgetown Road heading toward Connecticut Avenue, that had been slow. Earlier incident was southbound Connecticut Avenue at Jones Bridge. That's cleared. Boy, a tough go on 50, the John Hanson Highway. The first crash near Freeway Airport to the shoulder. Barely get a break, and then you'll hit it jammed again trying to get to the Beltway. Stay to the very far left. Looks like they're now allowing left shoulder and left lane get by the accident. And if you need to get to the far right to get onto the Beltway, you need to be very cautious to get over there just beyond the crash. Now, inside the Beltway, both 50 and the BW Parkway, we're jammed solid to inbound New York Avenue past the light of Bladensburg Road when you come up to that intersection where West Virginia and Montana Avenues cross New York Avenue, scene of the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny to partly cloudy today with a breeze out of the northwest, 64. Tonight passing clouds and 45. Tuesday, more beautiful blue sky, but still on the cool side, 66. Wednesday, better. Back to where we should be in the low 70s and mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 49 in Herndon, 48 in La Plata, 52 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
It is 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Monday morning. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson, and joining us right now is Andrew Jezik. He's a Maryland criminal lawyer. He is also the attorney for 18-year-old Henry Sanchez Millan, and you know that name because he was accused of rape of the 14-year-old girl at Rockville High School. Mr. Jezik, thank you so much for joining us again this morning.
Thank you, Brian and Mary.
So now we found out late on Friday that the charge of rape had been dropped. What happened? Because we know that the police came out and felt that there was a very, very strong case here for that charge. What changed between then and now?
Well, that's right. This case is essentially Duke LaCrosse all over again. The only difference between this case and Duke LaCrosse was that the prosecutors in Montgomery County acted incredibly professionally and thoroughly and fairly in investigating this case in every corner. And after they did that, and we conducted a very thorough investigation and they read our report, they decided that there was no evidence to go forward of any forcible rape whatsoever. And in our parlance, that means my client Henry is completely innocent.
All right. So the one thing that came out is that there apparently was a video, and a surveillance video from the school. What did it show, and how important was that?
It was very important, although it wasn't the most critical point. The surveillance video showed essentially that she was very happy to kind of meet up with her paramour, the 17-year-old
Montana,
on, exactly. Second period, she got a hall pass for a bathroom pass, and she was kind of skipping along and very happy to be there. They were hugging, and they walked into the bathroom, and the prosecutors initially thought when they went into the bathroom that it didn't appear 100% consensual, but upon further inspection from different angles, it was very clear that she was very happy to go in there.
Where was Sanchez Millan? Was he inside the bathroom waiting?
He was not. He was outside. He was not in for the first 5 minutes. What happened was that the night before, the 17-year-old told my client Henry that she wanted a threesome, and then Henry said, fine, that sounds good to me. And then they were in there for 5 minutes, and then the 17-year-old came out and said, look, now she wants you to come in. And Henry went in, and that's when it happened.
Yeah, again, it's all still very sordid and sad in many ways that something like this can happen in school. But you feel convinced without any doubt at all that this was a consensual encounter?
No doubt in my mind whatsoever. We felt that from the beginning. And as soon as we got the video, as soon as we got access to some of the text messages, and then when we conducted our investigation and talked to her, some of her best friends and classmates, it became crystal clear that this was the only decision that the prosecutor could make. I mean, it's a shame the prosecutor can't stand up, and instead of saying the prosecution is untenable, it's a shame they can't stand up and say, we're sorry, Mr. Sanchez is innocent, but that's not the way prosecutors talk. But in the bottom line, we're very grateful for their thorough investigation. They're very professional.
Now, they do both men still face child pornography charges, correct?
That's correct. Those charges were filed on Thursday. My client faces misdemeanor child pornography possession charges.
Now, what happens? Because we know their legal status is in question as well, correct?
Immigration
status. That's what I meant. Yeah, immigration status.
That's very much true. ICE had Henry for 14 days. They thoroughly investigated his background, whether it was gang ties or his criminal record, and they released him. They chose to release him, as the law required, into the care of his father in Rockville. And now he would have had to face an immigration court anyway, but now it's more challenging because he's got this kind of, as we call, a throwaway charge, this misdemeanor charge. If he's found guilty of that, it'll be nearly impossible for him to stay in the country.
Because I know so many people will ask the question, I know the answer to it, but I want to hear your answer to it as well, and whether you think the law needs to be adjusted. A lot of people say, well, look, 18 years old, she was 14, isn't there a case to be made here for statutory rape? What is different about the law in Maryland, or maybe it's not all that different from other states.
Right. You're exactly right. That's what you think when you heard 18, 14, you think statutory rape. But the law is very clear. The defendant needs to be 4 years to the day or older than the victim. And as a matter of fact, a lot of Western states have a much more defendant-friendly set of laws with respect to statutory rape. In other words, in Maryland, you can't have sex with a 15-year-old and be 4 years older. In other states, you can't have sex with a 14-year-old and be 4 years older. So Maryland is kind of in the mainstream around the country. And, you know, this law's been in place for decades, and nobody's complained about it up until now.
Yeah, so what's the lesson that we all walk away after all of this sordid affair is over and said and done?
Isn't that the bottom line? This whole thing is sad in so many respects. It's sad for the alleged former victim in this case. It's sad for my client. It's sad in jail for 60 days. It's sad that sexting is so common in America now. It's so sad that this false allegation was made with impunity, and the police believed it, understandably, for about a month, and my client just sat in jail saying, I'm innocent, I'm telling you, I'm innocent, just look at the text, look at the video. It's a shame that it took 60 days, but the bottom line is that I think that, parents need to, be aware that in our culture, the contemporary high school culture, sexting is very common. Studies show it's around maybe a third of people in kids in high school around the country admit that they've sexted in the past. It's probably higher than that because kids are not willing to admit it in surveys. And parents just need to educate. We need to go back to our basic moral values. We need to value privacy. We need to value the traditional kind of mores of what it means to date, and it's just a shame that it's come to this.
And I don't know if we'll ever find the answer to this, but the one thing, the unanswered question for me is, why would this 14-year-old girl go to authorities and have her parents know what happened and what she did? That part of it is the one part to me that doesn't make sense.
Well, why did she go and lie instantaneously and everybody believed her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the question. Right. Well, We don't know 100%. I think the police and prosecutors know that answer because they're privy to all of the evidence, where we were just privy to the text and the video and our own investigation. But I think the bottom line is that there was a female teacher in the female bathroom, which the young girl entered after she left the sexual encounter in the boys' bathroom. So maybe something occurred there where she was caught. Number two, maybe more likely, is that the hall pass was 5 minutes, and she was gone for 20 to 25 minutes, and teachers were looking for her. And then I think there was a point where one teacher knew her well. She was like, "What in the world's going on with you? Where you been? We've been so worried."
Gotcha.
And that's what she kind of just broke down and made up the story, and apparently is a good storyteller.
Well, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate you helping us clear this up. Andrew Jezik, Maryland criminal lawyer and the attorney for 18-year-old Henry Sanchez Millian. Thank you so much. It is now 8:45 on WMAL. Time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Mary, unfortunately here late in this rush hour, we now have big problems on the Beltway heading through Silver Spring and into Bethesda. This will be on the outer loop of the Beltway as you pass George Avenue before you get to Connecticut Avenue. Accident with an overturned vehicle. And looks like they're trying to let the left lane, left shoulder get by here at the scene of the crash. But a lot to check out. A couple ambulances at the scene here. So we'll have additional help heading to the crash. So again, you need to plan for the outer loop, leaving College Park to 270 for the big backups because of this. South of the Beltway, an option for you is 410 East-West Highway. And think about that through Silver Spring and heading over toward Connecticut Avenue and Bethesda, or north of the Beltway and Randolph Road. 50 commuters through Bowie were jammed to the Beltway. The crash there, finally, I have a little bit better news. That's been cleared to the right shoulder. And then to get onto New York Avenue, 50 and the DW Parkway, we're still jammed solid. The crash inbound on New York Avenue, West Virginia, Montana Avenues. Virginia, you've been calm on 66, the Greenway and the Tollwood, so just the heavy delays there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry and cool with temperatures climbing by midweek back to normal, which is in the low 70s. This morning, in good shape. Good shot of sunshine, a few clouds. And then Sunday to partly cloudy for the afternoon. A light breeze out of the northwest keeping us cool at 64. Passing clouds tonight, 45. Tuesday, sunshine, 66. And more seasonable on Wednesday. Once again, sun returns in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, we're at 52 degrees at 8:46 on WMAL.
Yeah, of course. Everybody knows that.
No one told you. That song was a hit, I believe.
Yep.
So that was the theme, as we all know, from Friends. And I fell for this, and I don't know if you did as well.
No, I didn't know anything about it.
Well, I happened to see a post from supposedly from David Schwimmer, who played Ross on Friends.
Right. Ross Geller.
Right. And so it was making the rounds, and so I happened to see this. And so I clicked away, and I come to this site, and it says that there's going to be a reboot of Friends. And it's called The One Where They Reunite, because all of their episodes were the one where. So this was the one where they come back, the one where they reunite. And the post said, "It's been made official. All six cast members have signed on, and we're back for one more season."
Yeah.
And I was so excited. And I told Brian during the break, I'm like, "Oh, Friends is coming back. I'm so excited."
You know, it is the one that I really wouldn't mind seeing a reboot on. I mean, it was such a good show and such a good cast. And, you know, they really became our friends as well. And I sort of like, well, that would be fun to watch. I wouldn't mind watching that happen again. They're all still young enough to come back and make a good appearance of themselves. And, you know, I would watch for a season.
Yeah.
Just to do it. You know, and then I found out it's a hoax.
It's not real.
Not real.
Heather Hunter had a rain on our parade. I hope she's happy.
No.
Apparently
a lot of people fell for this big time, right?
Yeah, but you know, it's interesting because we say that we would love to see this would be great. But then we were talking about Scully
and Mueller.
Scully and whatever. I always
that was
those.
Good.
I do a Bennifer with them. I always put those two together, but it didn't do well in the reboot.
Yeah,
it's back and it hasn't done well at all. So I wonder if it's just best for Friends to live on in our beloved memories, fond memories that they are, that we really loved the show, and maybe it's for the best that it ends that way. It is now 8:48 on WMAL.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Del Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
Now, Mother's Day is literally right around the corner. It's mere days away. So you're looking for the perfect way to show mom how much you appreciate everything she's done for you. Check out 1-800-Flowers.com. After all, we've all got the best mom in the world, right? We'll send your mom the best with 1-800-Flowers. Right now, 1-800-Flowers is offering my listeners 18 lovely mom roses for only $29.99. That's 18 lovely mom roses for only $29.99. That is a 45% discount. And all you do is pick your delivery date and let 1-800-Flowers handle the rest. Now, lovely mom roses are this gorgeous mix of a delicate pink and white roses. The bouquet is guaranteed to show mom just how much she's loved. These flowers are picked at their peak. They're shipped overnight to ensure freshness. And every bouquet is backed by the 1-800-Flowers 100% smile guarantee. To order 18 lovely mom roses for only $29.99, go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Click the radio icon and enter the code MARY. That's 1-800-Flowers.com. The code is MARY, M-A-R-Y, but you need to hurry because this offer ends today.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
When you invest in an all-points air conditioner tune-up from Snell, you're getting a lot of bang for your $78. In fact, to illustrate the point, I'm going to have to talk really fast, like one of those car dealer announcer guys.
Calibrate and level thermostat. Clean filters as needed. Monitor volts and amps on fan motor. Lubricate and inspect bearing for wear. Flush and treat condensate drain. Inspect condenser coil. Monitor operating pressures of refrigerant. Inspect safety devices for proper operation. Inspect disconnect box for proper rating and installation. Tighten all electrical connections. Test and inspect contact for burn pitted contacts. Inspect electrical for exposed wiring. Test and inspect capacitors. Inspect fan blade. Clean condenser coil and remove debris. Inspect service valves for proper operation. Measure temperature differential. Inspect ductwork for energy loss. And last but certainly not least, monitor compressor for proper amperage, volt draw, and wiring connections. All that for just $78. It's the All Points air conditioner tune-up for a limited time from the stand-up guys at Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300 for the stand-up guys from Snell. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
After a really big meal, you may have asked your friends, are food comas a real thing? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Yes, they are. There's even a scientific name for it, postprandial somnolence. Experts think food comas happen because of blood shifting from the muscles in the brain to the stomach and the intestines. As you've probably experienced yourself, the bigger the meal, the bigger the coma. Think about Thanksgiving dinner. And nutritionist Lisa Dreher has a few bits of advice to try and prevent food comas. Eat an earlier lunch rather than eating that early afternoon time that everyone starts to drag. You're going to be less tired, Dreher says, if you eat meals with higher water content, like soups or salads, instead of a sandwich or burger. The caffeine in coffee can, of course, help counteract sleepiness. But on the flip side, alcohol can be a sedative. So skip that if you want to stay awake. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
Allergy congestion, cut grass, cat on the sofa, dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
How would you describe your health care? If you're like most Americans these days, the word affordable isn't top of mind. Well, here's some good news. There's actually a trusted health care option that is affordable. It's called MediShare. Unlike insurance, MediShare is Christian health care sharing, a community of more than 200,000 believers across America who share each other's medical expenses. It's about half the cost of insurance, and it's fully acceptable under the law. And here's the best part. Because MediShare is based on biblical principles, you never pay for things that go against your beliefs. MediShare is affordable health care for Christians.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 844-91-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Get to the Memorial Day sales event at LustineDodge.com. Pacifica's up to $9,500 off MSRP. Cherokee's up to $10,000 off MSRP. Ram's up to $12,000 off MSRP. Acres of vehicles to choose. Plus, only at Lustine can you drive off with the peace of mind from Auto for Life and Lifetime bumper to bumper. The best vehicle coverage in the business. So grab your trade and kick off your Memorial Day celebration with DC, Maryland, and Virginia's number one full-line Chrysler dealer under Virginia's largest American flag. LustineDodge.com. See dealer for details on all offers.
The Lustine Auto Mall of Woodbridge is deeply passionate about America, our military, and our community. This was the motivator behind creating a Veterans Memorial right on our property, and it's located under Virginia's largest American flag. On behalf of the Lustine Auto Mall, we'd like to thank our U.S. military and their families for their many continued sacrifices. It's our honor to support Military Appreciation Month. I invite you to stop by the Lustine Veterans Memorial and learn more about our commitment to the cause at Lustine.com.
It is now 8:55 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Have a great day, Jamie.
You too. And for our Maryland commuters on the Beltway, the struggle is to get past Connecticut Avenue on the outer loop, leaving College Park. The crash. Now, good work by crews at the scene. Somehow they're allowing two lanes to get by, whether they're using the shoulder or not. The two left lanes get by on the outer loop, right as you come up to the exit and past Connecticut Avenue. Jam, though, off of 95 out of Calverton. Other hangup has been 50, John Hanson Highway, most of the way out of Bowie to the Beltway. Second crash in the morning had been there, over to the shoulder, and New York Avenue. Better news inbound after Bladensburg Road at West Virginia, Montana Avenues. That crash now cleared as well. Now it's about recovering. Update sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry and cool, with temperatures climbing by midweek back to normal, which is in the low 70s. This morning, in good shape. Good shot of sunshine, a few clouds, and then sunny to partly cloudy for the afternoon. A light breeze out of the northwest, keeping us cool at 64. Passing clouds tonight, 45. Tuesday, sunshine, 66. And more seasonable on Wednesday. Once again, sun returns in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 52 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
If you missed it, here's this week's federal benefit lesson from Winter Troxell.
People are really left in some ways emotionally in the dark as it relates to their financial planning. And so when they come in to the office and they ask me, they say, Winter, you know, how do I set myself up for retirement? Do I have enough for retirement? And where we start is with those targets. What are the outcomes? What are the priorities?
More lessons online at wintertroxell.com. And join us Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock for About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell on WMAL.
Responsibility. It means contacting Miss Utility before you dig. It also means digging with care. That means no mechanized equipment within 18 inches of the marks. It doesn't mean skimming off a few inches. It means hand dig until the utility is fully exposed. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net, by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
We designed the Cub Cadet XT Enduro Series lawn tractors to deliver strength, comfort, and superior versatility. Because we know the reason you put so much into your yard is because you get so much out of it. This is Strongsville, where lawns come to life. And it all starts with your local independent dealer, where right now, during Cub Cadet Days, exceptional financing offers are available. Visit CubCadetDealers.com to find your independent dealer and take an award-winning XT Enduro Series tractor for a test drive today. Offer subject to credit approval. Some restrictions apply. See store associate for details.
Ah, spring. Baseball season, more time outdoors. I love it. The kids will play ball in the yard for hours just like I did growing up. And this year, I can watch them from our brand new deck from Longfence. I just went to longfence.com for a free estimate. Before you know it, we have a beautiful raised platform deck giving me a better view of the ballgame. And me, I'm just up here waiting on deck. Visit longfence.com today.
Everything we do makes a difference.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both, We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes. Ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their health care benefits. Working with governments to expand access to health care coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality. And providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
See, coming up tomorrow, Larry Kudlow and other great stuff.
And look who just left the Birchmere and arrived here just in time. Oh, it's like Chris Plant.
Chris, good moments ago. I got me about 3 hours and 15 minutes or so.
No one likes a bragger. No one likes to show up, Chris.
But I'm no Kirk Eichenwald. You know this guy? You know this guy's at Newsweek magazine. He's a very angry man. He's not only a wanted war criminal, he also wants Republicans to be tortured and killed, you know, if they voted for the Obamacare reveal in the House.